This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you know a brand new college graduate, or really, even if you don't, you're probably familiar with the trouble that young people are having finding jobs in this economy. That problem is even more pronounced in the world's second biggest economy, where a record 7 million Chinese are graduating from college and university this spring, only half of whom can find work. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz swung by a job fair in Shanghai.
Hundreds of HR managers carefully eye prospective employees, resumes in hand, who crowd the floor at a Shanghai job fair. Here's the problem. Neither group is interested in each other. Nicole Lee is looking to hire college graduates for her property management company.
We need technicians to fix software problems, but college grads don't have these skills. We need people for exhibitions who can do presentations in English, but they can't do that either.
Lee needs to hire people for 60 high-skilled jobs. She says among the thousands of candidates here today, she'll be lucky if she finds one. Tonghui Qin comes to this job fair every Friday. He graduated from the Shanghai Finance University 6 years ago. Since then, he's jumped from one job to the next.
It isn't hard to find a job. It's hard to find the right job.
He's worked as a supervisor for a bunch of companies, but hasn't found the right fit.
You could have 500 graduates and 500 job openings here. None of them would match up.
Tong blames Chinese universities. He says they need to do a better job at preparing people for the country's rapidly changing labor market. Xiong Bingqi is the deputy dean of the 21st Century Education Research Institute, a nonprofit think tank in Beijing.
The scale of China's higher education system has developed so fast that we're failing to produce college graduates with the right skills for the jobs that are out there.
For those with means, that's meant sending your college-aged children instead to universities in the U.S., Australia, or Europe. But most young Chinese can't afford that, so they're stuck in a Chinese university. And after they graduate, their unemployment rate is four times higher than for those who didn't get past elementary school. Inside the job fair, young graduates linger in front of a booth for Bao Steel, China's largest steel manufacturer. A big sign says that people from parts of Sichuan, Henan, Anhui, and Hunan are not allowed to apply. A guy applying for a job tells me people from those provinces can't be trusted. It's sort of like a booth at a New York job fair banning applicants from, say, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. But this is typical in China, where even state-owned enterprises don't bother to hide their discrimination. At a neighboring booth, Jason Zhang's hiring people to work at a chain of nightclubs. He doesn't care where his job candidates are from. He's more concerned whether they're willing to work.
I think graduates today are less appealing than people who were born in the 70s and 80s. They tend to be overly confident and don't want to really work that hard.
I turn around and ask 22-year-old Wang Qianmin, who's about to graduate from Shanghai Normal University with a teaching degree, what she's looking for at the job fair.
I don't know. Most of the jobs here aren't really interesting. I'm looking for a company that'll give me a high salary, money for meals, that'll pay my rent, a place where the working hours aren't too long.
Wang tells me she wants to be a teacher or a wedding planner. She can't decide. Jason Zhang, the recruiter, has years of experience hiring people, rolls his eyes at this type of candidate.
Chinese college graduates these days think they're really special. The problem is, they're the only ones who think that.
Zhang says Wang and many others in China's class of 2013 will go all summer thinking they've got lots of options and will probably end up unemployed. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.